I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Welcome again to another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. This is the business edition of our very successful Tuesday podcast show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And you always hear me talk about a client experience from two vantage points here. One is we always want to be talking about how we can increase customer value in whatever way, shape, or form that is. But the other is to highlight the transformation that we're actually promising our clients. And so today, I'm joined by my partner and friend, Andrea Caprio, she and I are working together on our Italian Amalfi Coast retreat experience happening this October. And I thought what we'd do today, instead of you listening to me talk about a business topic or interview somebody else about their business program, is that we sort of pull the curtain back a little bit behind the scenes and you sort of see what we're building and what we're creating and why we both believe this is going to be such a game changer. So if you're an entrepreneur or if you're at a place in your life where you're looking for a different kind of experience, then I really think this episode is going to be for you. Thanks so much for making time to talk to me again today.
So glad to be on the show again.
Andrea's been my guest a couple of times. So you might want to go back in the archives and find our chats because there's always like interesting stuff when we talk. But incidentally, she and I met because she was a guest on my show.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years now, right? I was first on more your fitness show, right? And then you were on my show, actually, or rather my summit. And then I was on the business one again. And now we do this retreat together.
Right. Yeah. And
exciting.
Of course, you know, because, you know, we've been friends for a while now. You know that we do a lot of retreats. We believe in them. We think they're powerful. Not only do I think they can be a tremendous way to serve clients, but it can also be a way to really highlight a unique kind of transformation.
I believe in retreats. I have the impression very often people think it's, you know, like a glorified holiday or so, but it's not, right? What we put together and what my personal view, and I know yours as well, Allison, is of a retreat. It's really more, where you bring the retreat into your own, right? Into your body, into your world, and make a full, more than a transformation, because transformation is such a slang word, right? Everybody uses it.
100%. Yeah. Well, and I just feel like it means different things to different people. So obviously, you live over in Italy. Italy's been on my retreat list for years. I studied abroad as a college student, like way, way, way back. I don't even want to say how many years ago that was. But the Amalfi Coast was one of my favorite areas, and we were only there for a few days. But I made a promise to myself then that I was going to go back at some point. And so when we really got into doing retreats, I thought this would be such a cool place to do an experience. And then when you and I met, I was like, aha. Here it is, I think. So at some point, I think this is something that we can do. So tell my audience just a little bit about, you know, you live over there. Tell us a little bit about the culture, about the philosophy, about, you know, I think a lot of people hear La Dolce Vita, you know, kind of in passing, but I don't really know that a lot of people know what it really means.
Good question, actually. People in Italy, they live. Right. They really live in what I would call in the present. And again, it's a really, you know, it's a buzzword, this whole be mindful, mindfulness, living in the present. But Italian people, they've been doing that for hundreds and hundreds of years, right? And thousands of years, actually. And they still do it. I mean, if you see them, you know, I live just near the beach, right? Every morning I walk my dog on the beach and I have a little cafe. And when you go and have a little cafe there, right, you talk with people. You are not about to rush. You are really there. You connect with people. You enjoy the little things like, I don't know, a beautiful building, the sunset or the sunrise or, you know, whatever it is at the moment. You know, it's we are in June, so it smells really great. All the flowers, or you have some citrus tree somewhere coming up and you have that smell. And So there are so many things that really involve your senses and the connection with people. And of course, the food, right? There are so many things. And that is what I really love about Italy. One other thing is people are friendly. And they are not like loudly friendly. I mean, Italians can be a little bit loud, let's face it. But, you know, they are kind of really friendly. I have here, we just moved, you know, the neighbors come out and they say hello. And, you know, it takes a bit of time maybe to get to know them. But they're super nice and they're concerned. So it's not the superficial. It's really coming from the heart. And that's also something that I really like.
Yeah. And you contrast that to a lot of the society and the lifestyle that we're used to living here in the U.S. It's hustle and grind for still for a lot of people, although I believe that is starting to shift to some degree. But I do feel like a lot of people are still stuck in that grind, time trading dollars for hours, that just whole mindset, which just literally like erodes away from the feeling of living a full express life, which is one of the things that we're for here at CU Fitness and the Allison K Agency. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing. Our retreat is this fall. It's in October. It's on the Amalfi Coast. And Andrea and I just recorded a couple of open houses. And so if you're interested in hearing from, you know, for anybody listening, if you missed it for whatever reason, you would like to hear the recording, we're happy to send it to you and you can kind of get another view of the types of things that we're going to be doing. But let's talk a little bit about what we have planned.
So let's start in the beginning, maybe. The Amalfi Coast is situated quite down if you see the heel of the boot of Italy, right? So it's relatively down, actually, and it's near Naples. Naples is the nearest airport. So if you were to come there, you would fly into Naples. And it's about an hour and a half from Naples, probably an hour, depending where you are, to the Amalfi Coast. Now, the Amalfi Coast is actually a peninsula, and there are two sides to it. One is more gorgeous than the other. And if you look at a few movies, you definitely get, you know, all those amazing shots that are done are usually at the Amalfi Coast. So it's basically you have it's like hilly and you have really the cliffs dropping into the ocean. And that means the villages are built mostly on cliffs as well. So you can just imagine those little streets and so on. So basically when you're arriving in Naples, there's a transfer, of course, organized that brings you to the Hotel Margherita, which is in Praiana, which is one of the not too busy places actually on the Amalfi Coast and sort of in the middle of everything. So we chose that on purpose. So it's easy because we want, and I'll tell you about it now in a moment, we want to have several occasions to different to different places. So we'll be the check-in on the first day, and that's on Friday, the October 17th, basically. And then we have a little welcome and, of course, we kick off our retreat, right? And you and I will handle that. On Saturday, we will immediately start with one of the highlights of it, which is the boat tour of the Amalfi Coast. So basically, a boat will wait for us down on the beach. And we will have the full day where we go from cave to cave, from beach to beach along the Amalfi Coast. So it's several kilometers. I don't know exactly how many kilometers, yeah, but several kilometers down. And it's literally the most beautiful coast I've ever seen. And I've traveled a lot.
I know you
really
have.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And you will pass by great villages like Positano, for example, and of course others. See, you know, all those cliff villages hanging there, the little, you know, villages with the beaches, the fishing villages, and then the caves as well, and then empty beaches where we will probably stop at one or two beaches where we can go on the beach, and we will have some activities there, and of course there will be swimming as well. But maybe before I continue to the next, maybe you want to tell a little bit about what we are planning in terms of activity during that boat tour.
Yeah, so really what we're really thinking about, and one of the things that Andrea and I have worked together on as far as this experience goes, is that we really want you to experience the culture and the mental mindset of the day-to-day life over in Italy, but we also want to give you some practical tools that you can use when you get home. Because for me, if you've been following me for any length of time and you've heard me be very outspoken about this, a retreat is so much more than a vacation. It's so much more than just getting away from your life. It's really about how you're going to change inside so that you become a different version of yourself, so that when you get home, you're able to apply a lot of what you've learned to your life. And that is really what makes your life different. One of the things we're going to do on the boat tour before we begin is we're going to do what I call an intention exercise. I have a set of intention cards that I use at all of my retreats. And one of the things that I like to do with everybody is have them choose a card, and it's kind of their card for the day. And then I'm going to give you a couple of things to think about so that while we're on the boat, you know, and you're out experiencing the beautiful scenery and, you know, just having the experience that you want it to be, is that hopefully this card will kind of set your mind in motion to helping you think of more for yourself. Because one of the things I always want all of my retreat participants to experience and to know is that there's always more waiting for you. That we should never be, you can be satisfied, I think, with liking your life and being content. But on the other hand, you should always want to be experiencing more, because that's what we're created to do as human beings. And that's just one example of what we're going to be doing.
I love that. Can't wait for this. Of course, during all this, we will provide lunches. So for the boat tour, there will be more a picnic style lunch. Some of the dinners will be as well provided. Some you will have also the leisure of doing your own thing. So you can find, of course, all the information on the website that we're going to share here in the show notes. Yeah. But let's jump on the next day, because the boat tour is definitely a highlight. The next one is another highlight. I think we have too many highlights in this.
Totally, I know.
It is the excursion to Pompeii. And Pompeii is, many of you probably know about Pompeii, but it's one of the most spoken old site that exists, right? I have been to Pompeii. And by the way, I've been about 2 or 3 years to Amalfi, so I really have checked it out and, you know, seen everything myself. But Pompeii, I enjoyed so much because walking around and seeing how well it is maintained, and they are still digging up new sites, new areas. And recently, I mentioned that the other day, recently that full area has been just added to the public, which must be amazing. I've seen some pictures. I actually want to see that as well. So it's really walking through an open air museum, but it's real. I mean, yes. the grandiosity, you say that, of that space, right, is amazing. Because if you imagine that was real, like you know, thousands of years ago, and it's really amazing to see that. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a tough day as well, because we have so much coming in our senses, but we have organized a wonderful, wonderful guide who will explain us everything, you know, show us also the main sites so we can really benefit from everything. And we combine that with a lunch and wine tasting. There is a great little vineyard nearby where we have wine tasting combined with a lunch before we come then back to the hotel. That yes. will be an amazing day.
Yeah, and I remember going to see Pompeii as a college student years and years and years ago. And I just remember we were there in May, actually. It was probably about, well, it's June now, but it was late May when we were there in Pompeii. And I remember that it was hot. And I remember that we had water with us and all of that. But I also remember just how incredible it was to see the ruins and the artifacts there that you read about in the books. It's just different seeing it in person.
Yeah, no, it's really gorgeous. It's definitely my favorite, not to be missed. And I said it the other day, I would come just for that. Yeah. I would travel around the world just for seeing that.
Yeah, I love that. I want everyone to hear that, because this is one of those things that I really think with the guide that we've secured is just not something you're going to be able to find doing an internet search on your own. This is the benefit of working with someone like Andrea, who lives over there, and why I really wanted this to be a very unique experience. You heard me talk earlier about always being open to more for your life. One of the things, the exercises that we do on every Allison K retreat is what I call the compass walk exercise. And obviously, we're not going to have like a real compass to stand on to do this, but we're going to create one in our minds. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about is, what is the direction to your future? What does it look like? Who are you being in your future? How are you behaving? How are you making your decisions? And when I walk you through this exercise, I know that you're going to have some pretty amazing things drop in for you. What I always have people tell me after they do this exercise with me is, I never thought about doing things this way. And I want it to look the way that works for you, but at the same time, understand that what we're doing now isn't going to really get us to our future, which is one of the reasons why we have to be talking about what it is that we want in our future. And it's one of my absolute favorite things to do. Every single retreat that I do, we do this in some way, shape, or form. So I'm really excited to be able to do this in Pompeii, which I think is going to be super cool, given the history of Pompeii and how far back it goes. And I think it'll all give us all an opportunity to think about, where have we been in our life? What has our life looked like up until now? You know, what has our own history taught us? And how can that help shape our future? To me, that's what the Compass Walk is all about. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah, I agree. This whole idea about, you know, the past, the present, the future is something that's going to be omnipresent in our retreat, right? It's so important because we cannot deny our past. We live in the present and we want to go in the future. So it's definitely, there will be a lot of connections, and all this combined with the La Dolce Vita and Movimento makes all sense when you see it.
I know. I'm super excited.
Now, you were wondering if it's going to be a stressful retreat, maybe. But no, we have also built in some days just to be, right? Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants to do everything every day. So what we have done on Monday, the next day after that, is basically a off day, let's call it, where you can, if you want, sleep in. You can do some late morning activities. We will propose, of course, something. There would be a very beautiful hike for those who are wanting a little bit more activity. There are possibilities of just strolling in a little village or going to the beach or whatever you want to do. On that day, you have your lunch on your own, and then again, we come together as a group for dinner. So pretty easy day on that, just for you to catch up, do maybe a little bit of shopping, whatever you want to do. Yeah. And then on Tuesday, we start with a little leisurely early morning, but then we will go immediately on another discovery of Positano, where you can stroll around, or we stroll together around in Positano, have a little lunch in town. Now, Positano is the picture-perfect place. I think one thing, if somebody says Amalfi, they usually think, or they mean actually Positano. They might not know it, but they mean, because Positano is definitely the main village of the Amalfi, the one that you will see in movies, that you will see on all the postcards, on any article or any magazine that you see, it's usually Positano. It's a beautiful, beautiful architectural little village. It's a fishing village. It has evolved a little bit, but definitely it kept this fishing village. Lots of little beaches, little streets that go up and down, cute houses here and there. You definitely want to have your camera ready on that one. So we go around there, have a little lunch there, and then we will head to Sorrento. Now, Sorrento is on the other side. At the moment, where we have been talking about is on the Amalfi side of the peninsula, whereas Sorrento is on the back side of the peninsula facing Naples. So from Sorrento, first of all, you have a beautiful view of the whole bay, including Naples. And if the weather is good, you can see Mount Vesuve and things like that. But Sorrento itself is a very cute little village as well, and is known as the village of lemons and limoncello, if anybody knows that, which is a very dangerous, very delicious liquor. None of lemons comes from there. I mean, I'm not sure it comes from there, but definitely when people speak about it, it's usually Sorrento, and it's very well known. And we are lucky to have Pepe. Now, Pepe is the person who is locally there, whom we have been working with, who I found through a recommendation from somebody who is actually going to be most of the time our tour guide, and who has helped us tremendously with our research and putting this retreat together.
Yes, he has.
He knows Amalfi back and forth, knows every little hidden corner, all the places that are not necessarily touristy. And what he has a family operation with, I think it's the grandmother, the grandfather, the uncle, the cousin. I'm not so sure exactly who's involved in the family. Typical Italian families, you know, they have a pizza making class, or they have a pizza school where we're going to learn how to make pizza. So when we arrive first, we go through the gardens. There are lemon trees. We can taste the lemons there, and we can see all the gardens. It's really, really beautiful. He showed me a video and he showed me pictures. It's gorgeous. And we're going to learn how to make pizza. And of course, we have to eat that pizza, right?
Of course, right.
Have a little wine tasting. So there will be local wine with the pizza, and it will be very casual day. He is super, super nice. And, you know, we get to talk with them. He speaks, by the way, very well English. We get to talk to them and, you know, have fun. And we have like this the afternoon and the evening.
Yeah, I love that. I just love how what we're really doing here is not just a bunch of activities that are fun. What we're really doing through the activities that we've carefully chosen for people listening is to really give you that feeling of, you know, and the mindset of what it's like to experience the Italian culture, so that you can learn what that feels like for yourself and you can bring it home with you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, I think why we put together all this wonderful activities with these amazing places is just, it will be once in a lifetime trip for you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our next day. So that will be Wednesday, the 22nd, which is the last day before we head back, basically. And there we have again a little bit leisurely morning where you can do maybe a little more shopping, going to the beach or whatever it is, maybe do a little activity. And then we head to Ravello. Now, Ravello is not directly in the beach. It's a little bit above in the mountain. And it's a beautiful, arty, more romantic town or city. No, town, sorry, town village, where, again, we will learn about Ravello, about what's there. We will stroll around. There are beautiful shopping activities, and we'll have lunch there as well. And we will have early dinner there.
Yes.
Apologies. Probably we'll have a little aperitivo somewhere, maybe if we can do a sunset or so activity. I'm not so sure exactly about that. But we have early dinner aperitivo there. So it's, again, a beautiful day, and we can do some activities again there.
And one of the things that we always do at Allison K Retreats during our last dinner is,
I guess you can call it a celebration dinner because it's really more a culmination of the experience that you've had. And one of the things that we'll be doing, you know, throughout the retreat is addressing, you know, what it is that you want to be taking home with you. And what we're going to be doing during the celebration dinner is speaking truth to that. In other words, it's one thing to think about it, but it's another to actually verbalize it and talk about it out loud. And I think that's where, at least in the American way of life, we don't do as much. We do a lot of thinking, but we don't always do a lot of talking about what we want to do because we're very focused on, you know, what's in the present moment. And one of the exercises that we always do is what I call a one-on-one. And I do this at every one of my retreats as well. And this is where, because one of the things that I always want my retreat people to do is to become friends and be bonded for life. So one of the things that we do during our last dinner is that we share what we've learned about each other at dinner. And that's why I call it a one-on-one. And I'm not going to say anything else because I like it to be a little bit of a surprise. But it's always a really fun, it's always an exercise to be reflective. But at the same time, you know, everybody feels seen and heard. That's what people tell me after they do it. And that's really important to me because to me, that's the memory that you're going to take home with you.
Yeah, and I think that's also what we have. We have already a lot of reservations, right? And from what I understand, it's amazing people. And we are choosing also the people, right? We are not letting everybody just come in. We want to make sure it fits together in terms of the cultural fit and where people are at. I mean, obviously, there's a mixture of people, but it's really very important, the connection that everybody will have with each other and what everybody brings in and what they take away, right? And that is definitely as a group, which I think is something that a retreat that's well curated like you do will be so beneficial for everybody.
And it's also beneficial for us as retreat leaders, because one of the things I always tell my clients when I help them with their retreats is, you know, you leave transformed to a degree too. You can't help but not be. And it's a very, what's the right word I'm looking for? It's a very, not just an energizing experience, but it's transformative for us as leaders too.
Yeah, very true. And that's why I'm so excited about it.
I know. So what can we say before we wrap up here? What can we say? What do you want to say to anyone listening who maybe is thinking about this? Maybe they're telling themselves a story that it's not the right time, that I'm too busy. What do you say?
You know, when some people say, oh, I don't have time to meditate 5 minutes, that's usually when we say they should meditate an hour, right? So I think if you are saying the more you're probably resisting, the better it is for you. You should say yes, right?
Yeah.
Because usually, you know, when we believe, oh, no, we don't have time, that's exactly when we need things like this. I have personally done, you know, I was at a time last year, I went on a silent retreat. And I... Oh. Yes, exactly. And it was the biggest change, one of the biggest changes in my life that was catapulted out of that. It started off. So I believe a retreat like this can really help you to go in the right direction. So the more you're wondering where you're at and where you're going, the better probably it is. If you're listening to this, you're here for a reason. And both Alison and I would love to reply and answer any questions that you might have about it. I'm very happy to jump on a call if you want to know more. And of course, there's the website that gives you all the answers.
Yes. And I'll just piggyback on that and say that, you know, a lot of people say to me, well, I'm just looking for an opportunity to relax. I'm looking for an opportunity to just detach from my current life. And while that's all well and good, I think we all need that. And there's really no shame in saying that you need that. I think everybody benefits from that. But I really want to challenge that thought because I feel like a lot of us spend a lot of time disconnecting and getting away from our life. But then when we go back to our life, like say after you take a vacation or you get away with friends, you go back to your life, you're the same person. You just basically pick up where you left off and then nothing really changes. And so what I really want to invite you into is that regardless of whether or not you're at a point in your life where you're looking for something different, regardless of whether or not you're at a transition or whatever, you know, you could be
you know, at a point where you're embracing a new job, you're embracing maybe a new role in your life. Maybe you've become a grandparent. Maybe you're looking at retirement, or maybe you're just looking to do something for yourself. Doing experiences like this is what encourages you to think different and look at your life different. And that is really what it's all about at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So for anyone listening, if you would like more information, we do have a few spots left. We are going in October. If you would like to jump on a call with either myself or with Andrea, you can find our information in the show notes, as well as the retreat site in the show notes. I'm happy to answer any of your questions. If you would like recordings of either of our open houses that we did in June, then you can reach out to us and we'll be glad to provide that to you as well. Sometimes, you know, it just helps to sort of get a little bit of behind the scenes of how we've created it and what we've created. We've talked openly about that here. And on that note, if you know anybody that you think would benefit from hearing this, we really encourage you to copy the link and share it with them as a free gift from me and Andrea, or you can write to me directly. Come over to my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button and send me a message and we'll be happy to take care of it for you. And I appreciate all of your support, for always following, for always giving me your feedback. We're always open to that. So just know my DMs are always open. This is Allison Kaczkowski. That's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. Me and my colleague, Andrea, talking about our Italian retreat experience coming up this fall. We hope that you'll join us. That's what I got for you this week, folks. We'll see you next time. Bye.